Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. This is TechNori Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Sitting next to me, Sunny Garg, Energy Solutions Lead at Uptake. If you're not familiar with Uptake, I don't think you're reading the newspaper very often. You guys are all over the place.
Yeah.
So welcome to the show, first
Thanks,
off.
Scott. Appreciate it.
Right off the bat, I just kind of want to start with, what is Uptake other than a cool brand?
Yeah, well, it's a cool brand. That's definitely the case. But we are basically a predictive analytics company in the industrial asset space. So think of us as basically taking all that data that's being produced in the world today around assets, big machinery, and giving you predictive insights as to the health of that asset. So I can tell you when a rail diesel engine is going to fail. I can tell you when a wind turbine is going to fail. I can tell you when an airplane is going to fail, based upon the data that we collect and analyze and then provide back to the operators.
So really, really limited growth opportunity.
Really small market.
Really small, really tiny, small market. Tiny,
yeah.
Not
it's a
tremendous
niche, it's a niche
market.
Play.
Very niche play.
Right.
Yeah, well,
so
you
we
know,
consider it sort of...
Brad Keywell's very known for his niche plays.
Yeah,
you know,
Brad's
he only
always,
wants these
yeah,
tiny
no,
little
he's
ideas.
Just, it's little things. he's a little thinker. No, but you know, they...
That's why Ideas Week is there all
exactly.
the time.
Exactly. It's just no a deal. Little Ideas Week, I think he calls
little
it.
Little Ideas Week.
They, no, but, you know, yeah. I mean, so we think of GE as like our competitor.
Yeah.
I mean, our biggest competitors are GE Predix and IBM Watson.
And, small competitors.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's the size of the market we're trying yeah. to go after.
Well, this is, I mean, this market is, I don't remember who the, we had a guy on here who would be someone who would know. I'm forgetting right now, for whatever reason, his name. But at any rate, we talk about the fact that we're still just like scratching the surface on this. Like it's like a 1% of what really is going to be out there in the analytics world. I don't even know, because we don't even know what the predictive analytics is going to lead to per se. We know what we know where it's like this next level.
Right.
And then it goes from there to like a cliff of, I don't, this could go for eternity. I mean, we're going to have our right. toasters talking to our microwaves, talking to our phones, talking to our brain. I don't know.
No, but that's the whole thing, right? I mean, you've sort of saw this happen in the consumer space already,
yep.
right? Because we all have our iPhones. We have, we're already
But
censored.
It's so limited though, really.
Right,
like,
but
if you
that's
think
a
about the
tiny market.
Yeah.
I mean, you start talking about assets and IoT and assets, it's 10, 50 times as big.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of data. And the other thing I think that's sort of special about Uptake and different is, it's sort of, it's a different model where you're not buying a bunch of software plumbing.
Yeah.
We're almost like the anti-ERP system. I mean, what's interesting is like, if you look at where companies spend their money, they spend 97% of their money on the plumbing,
yep.
you know, data ingestion.
Sure.
Everybody's like, I need a Hadoop database, you know.
And then
they don't use it.
They
get very little insight that actually gets acted on,
yeah.
like 3% of the time. Mm-hmm. We're totally focused on that. We're like, don't worry about the below the water plumbing. We take care of that. I'm going to give you an insight that makes your people smarter and make better decisions. And so it's actually sort of, we as we said, we sort of call it the anti-ERP system.
Narrative Science, that's the name of the company that was coming.
Oh, those guys are great.
Yeah, we love them. And then
yeah.
the whole point of that was like, they're coming up with, you know, the ability to actually make a real insight out of it. Actually actionable stuff comes out of all this analytics. And he was talking about the fact that CEOs, and you're talking about the fact that literally what makes my job so exciting is that I am the guy who should know and I don't know.
Right.
And so then we work every single day to try to figure out like well, what it is we don't know. And from your standpoint, I mean, we're talking about really, you know, stuff that may impact you and I. We're not even talking about the stuff that could impact our children and the way that all of our machine learning will take place and in the future of engineering and building huge skyscrapers and all of the communication devices that will take place
right.
to, you know, monetize things as well as to monitor, you know, air quality. And just, there's so much stuff. It's amazing. To
right.
me.
And that's why, you know, we've tried to build this like on a platform, right? It's a single code base platform, like a Salesforce platform.
Yep.
That can continue to scale and grow. So it's not like a niche. It's not a point solution. And you just keep growing with the data.
And that strategy might have something to do with the multi-billion dollar valuation
yeah.
that you guys have.
Yeah.
Just a, you know, just
maybe.
Just a little.
Maybe. I thought I had a lot to do with that, but I guess
well,
it could
no,
be the strategy.
Well, no, it says
it
right here
company.
That you actually, your name is right next
yeah.
to it as the person who you're actually listed as the guarantor.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not sure how this goes, but.
Yeah, my wife, it was my mortgage I signed over.
I think it was, you know what? She's going to be with you for a long time. I have a funny feeling. No, but seriously, this
but,
is
you know, just quick,
important stuff.
Just to riff on what you were talking about with regard to narrative science. I mean,
yeah.
I think what's interesting is how Chicago is growing as a data science place,
yeah.
right? You got narrative science, you got Civic, you got Civis, you got us,
you yeah.
got, I mean, there's a huge opportunity for this city to sort of stake its claim. And given all the universities around here,
yep.
you know, I don't know if you know, we've been doing this really cool ad campaign for recruiting.
I have seen a few.
Yeah, it's so cool, right?
Yeah,
it's sort
no,
of
it
like
is very
it's on the bus stops, JC,
yep.
what's it called? JC Deco.
Yep.
Right? And it's sort of, there's a code. And if you just take a photo of the code, then you go online and you can crack the code, you get into the URL.
Yep.
Right? Crazy. We've got 12,000 people who have gone to the URL. right?
Which is the coolest thing, because you essentially just like challenged a hack out of people.
Totally.
Like,
and then 300 of those people have actually got into the system.
And were immediately hired.
And you know, and then 10% have actually completed it.
Yeah.
Right? But that's crazy. If you like 12,000 people took the time to try to crack the code and then get in and then try to go through the treasure hunt.
And I think that speaks, first off, to your point on the data thing. I mean, I think that, listen, I said this even before I had Technoria as the show, and we were talking about Tomorrow's Business Today, and we were talking to like companies of Boeing and things like that, right, larger companies. And I said to them then, and maybe they were listening, maybe it's just coincidence, that we have an environment unlike anything in Chicago. We have more Fortune 500, 1,000 large companies all over the place, universities, research universities at that, two of the greatest universities ranked in the world,
right,
next to us. And we have all of these people graduating in mathematics and in engineering. Why are you not coming here and knocking on the door of Boeing and saying, what can I do on the analytics and data department? I've got a great idea. Give me a little bit of money and I'll build it here. And we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's sort of...
And that's what they're doing
why,
now.
That's why I think, I don't know this, but you know, folks on the coast may have missed this, right? It's that intersection of that data with the industrial players.
Well, you know, they got disappearing picture apps. They got disappearing picture apps on the coast.
Right.
You know?
I mean, those are important, right?
They are very important. Well, it depends on who you are.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to go down that hole, but I think that's sort of, it's not by accident that this is happening in Chicago and that uptake's happening in Chicago.
No,
right?
No,
and you have these industrial companies.
It's not, and so we'll pivot from this a little bit to kind of the point that uptake is one of a handful of companies that have come out of Lightbank and have been very successful, and to speak a little bit to that success, I guess you can give us kind of a highlight of some of the recent accomplishments and things that you guys have done, just in case people maybe missed it in the news.
Yeah, so I mean, I think two things that are kind of fun. One is operational, and the other one is sort of marketing, right?
Yep.
But operationally, we signed a deal a few months ago with Berkshire Hathaway Energy, right, which is one of the largest utilities in the country.
Yep.
And we're building and deploying right now solutions that do predictive analytics on their wind turbines. And it was crazy. So we went out to the first wind site to configure it and deploy the software. And within 2 days, we found a major gearbox failure. And it saved them $250,000.
Yeah.
I mean, had it gone through catastrophic failure, which it would have,
yeah,
versus $5,000 to fix. I mean, you just see it every day in terms of the opportunity to actually improve reliability, productivity, and safety. I mean, you don't want a gearbox failing.
I think, you know, to that point, though, I think that's one of the reasons that it's important that companies like Uptake get more publicity. I mean, obviously, you guys like it, but I think it's important because the average person, I feel like, does not know truly the impact,
right,
of what you're working on. Like, that's an impact. Like, a wind turbine going down for any number of things could impact financially the farm, could impact insurance, a million things.
Right. And it can impact the employee, right?
Of course.
I mean, I think...
fired, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, like, safety-wise,
yeah,
too, right? I mean, like, you don't want to be in that, you know, up there.
Certainly not.
So, but I mean, so there's lots of dimensions that you can really do some good stuff. And I think what's interesting is, because we have this debate, and it's an interesting thing that been floating around about jobs and the, you know, sort of predictive analytics and data and how does it, and we see it as sort of like we're making the people there just smarter. We're making them, because we're giving them better insights to do their job,
yep,
but we're not replacing them,
yep,
right? It's just giving them, okay, this is what's going to break. Go fix this.
Yep.
This is how you do it, right? And so translating that into better employees and smarter versus displacing them, I think, is a huge piece of what we need to communicate as Uptake.
Yeah.
That's a big differentiator. Right.
So I guess we'll, you know, we kind of have to wrap up a little bit here, but I wanted to also sort of touch on the culture of Uptake, and having had a chance to meet Brad, having a chance to spend time over at 700 West Chicago and 600 West Chicago.
700 is going to be
700
cool
is
space.
Going to be the
Riverside,
yeah, Riverside space.
Yes.
Took a little private tour with Vic Pascucci from Lightbank, and we had to spend some time walking around, and it was just,
yeah,
like, wow, look at the culture here.
Yeah.
As a person who works there and seems to be incredibly excited about what you're doing. Describe for me what it's like to be a part of a company that has been on the rise like Uptake has at such a pace.
Yeah, it's a great question, right, Scott? I mean, I think that I spent 13 years in corporate, right,
yep,
at Exelon and senior positions, and so that was sort of like old school culture. This is a very open culture, right? I mean, I think probably the most exciting things are probably three things. One is it's very collaborative. So the space is open. We're all talking to each other all the time.
It's an incredibly cool space, by the way.
Right, but there's no sense of hierarchy,
no,
right,
yeah,
because of the openness, and that's really important. And then, so that leads to the second thing, which is like any idea is a good idea. Let's play around with it and building. You know, Google did this study a few years ago about what made for the most effective teams, and they found it was psychological safety. It was people that could just throw out ideas and not feel like they're going to be judged, right? I think that's a huge part of what's going to make us and has made us successful.
Yeah.
And then I think we're just, you know, it's always fun to be on a winning team, right? I mean, when you see what you're doing and you can see the impact, you can see, wow, that wind turbine would have failed without me. It sort of lines up people and actually gives them a sense of purpose, which is a huge part of work.
Right? Oh, absolutely. And you know, to kind of sum some of these things up with a conversation I had while I was there was actually one of the reasons somebody actually asked me this afterward. They said, why is it that the guys from Lightbank and Uptake and every other company you guys have had, is it Driven?
Driven is the one
that was sold. How are they doing this over and over again? And I said, you know, the one differentiator I've seen from the people I spoke to from both coasts, particularly Silicon Valley more so, that isn't here yet, and it needs to get here, is you guys are able to come up with a great idea, vet it out quickly, get the right people around it, and then focus immediately after that on the big picture, on what we're trying to accomplish, and not get lost, bogged down, drained out, off track on all of the gobbledygook, if you will, that is the middle pieces, all of right. The plumbing, like you talk about. And that's the one difference. Every one of those companies looks and smells and feels the exact same. Yep. When you get to that, like that moment of idea, creation of team, and boom. And right. They all look very similar. And that's something that's very West Coast that goes on. Here we get caught a little bit sometimes in like, well, how does this look and add up? And how does this bridge and step? And
yeah, it's like, I think that's right. And I think the other thing that I've learned from Brad is sort of this idea of like, he will, at every meeting, he will say, tell me why I'm wrong. Yeah. Tell me why I'm wrong. Right. Versus always thinking you're
right.
That's
not intimidating.
Right. No, but I mean, like, but you know, but he's open to it. Yeah. And so, but then that permeates the culture, right? The whole idea of shadow of the leader.
Yeah.
Right. The leader's sitting there thinking, tell me why this is a bad idea. Right. Most companies aren't doing that. Particularly when you're a senior executive, you're telling everybody why you're the smartest person in the room. So they set that tone at the top that says, tell me why I'm wrong, opens up that possibility as to continuous curiosity and questioning.
You can always do better having a whole fleet of people using the assets and tools and knowledge and experience of one rather than that person just forcing others to do
something. Brad doesn't work that way.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, it's amazing to watch.
This is awesome. Where do people go to learn more about Uptake?
Uptake.com.
That's pretty simple.
And go to a bus stop and
take the test.
Take a photo of the code and take the test and come join Uptake.
I absolutely love that. What a brilliant marketing campaign. Oh, my God. You guys are smarter than anyone in Chicago, I think. Thank you, Sonny, so much.
Thanks,
for taking the time.
Appreciate it.
Of course, you can watch this episode and more at technori.com, download the podcast on iTunes, and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori. Follow me at Katoon. Go to uptake.com. Boom, that's a wrap.